This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome to the show. Another big day in Trump land, another big winning day. What must it be like to be a liberal? My gosh, what is it like to be a liberal in Trump land? To wake up every morning in pain and agony, to be pathetic, to be a sack of you-know-what. To wake up and hear that Trump got the hostages released from North Korea. Trump is winning, winning, winning. Trump is what Charlie Sheen imagined when he invented hashtag winning. All we do is win. Yesterday we killed Iran's hopes and dreams to nuke Israel and nuke the world. And we destroyed the horrible, horrible Iran treaty set up by Obama Kerry. I told you yesterday that if the new park in Jerusalem is to be named after Donald Trump, then maybe Tehran should be named after Obama. It should be Obama, Iran. Obama, Iran, the new city, the main capital of Iran is no longer Tehran, it's Obama. He did so many favors for them. His best friends in life, the Muslim Brotherhood. And, of course, his great girlfriend, Valerie Jarrett, born in Iran, family, loves the Muslim Brotherhood. And so Obama loved the Muslim Brotherhood. So I think we should name the biggest city in Iran after Barack Obama. We could call it Obama. We could call it Barack Obama, Iran. We could call it Hussein, Iran. Barack Hussein Obama, Iran. Lots of good choices. But another big win for the president is all that matters. Isn't it great to wake up every morning and there's something new happening that's fantastic? I woke up yesterday and Donald Trump was about to kill the Iran deal. And I made that prediction the day before. I gave him that advice in the strongest possible terms in the day before. And he did it again. He channeled Wayne Root again. He channeled all of us, not just me, everyone listening. All of you think exactly like I do. And then I wake up this morning and the three prisoners from North Korea are released. I call them hostages, but they're prisoners. But they're really hostages because this was North Korea's attempt to blackmail the United States. You know, to giving them money, to being nice to them, to letting them build nuclear weapons. That's what they do. And Donald Trump is so smart. All my liberal friends are so stupid. How could you possibly be so smart and be so stupid? All my liberal friends send me emails like, look what Trump did with Iran. We're going to head to war now. And I said, you sent me the exact same emails about North Korea. You said Trump was going to get us in World War III with North Korea. And Trump spoke so badly to Kim Jong-un. And Kim Jong-un got down on his knees and begged Trump to leave him alone. And now you have the results. There's going to be peace and Trump's going to win the Nobel Peace Prize, or should win the Nobel Peace Prize. The one that Obama shouldn't have won. And the same thing is true with Iran. Iran's going to run with their tail between their legs. And if they do choose to fight, it'll be Iran against the United States, Israel, and Saudi Arabia as a team. Good luck to Iran. That should last about somewhere between 2 weeks and a month, if they're really lucky. Maybe a week if they're unlucky. So Donald Trump has them between a rock and a hard place. Donald Trump understands what I understand. I think this will be my next column in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. How many times I was beaten up in high school. Little, skinny, runty, short Jewish kid with acne, glasses, and braces. Got beat up every second of every day until got rid of the glasses, got rid of the braces, got rid of the acne, lifted weights all summer, learned how to fight, learned how to box, learned how to wrestle, and then came back and knocked a few kids unconscious. And after that, nobody ever touched me. I walked with confidence. I basically dared them. Try it. Go ahead and try it. And I won every single time. And that's how the United States of America has to walk, like John Wayne. That's what Donald Trump understands, and I understand. I understand it from the streets of New York. He wasn't from a terrible neighborhood like I was. A little father was very wealthy, but Donald Trump was sent to military school where they torture you if you have glasses or braces or acne or you're short, where they find you weak. They could smell weakness in a second. and the other cadets will torture you and beat you. They'll freaking set your shoes on fire with your feet in them as a joke and all sit around laughing at what a loser you are. You have two choices. You either learn how to fight and fight back and set their shoes on fire, or you become a loser and a wimp and a coward the rest of your life. And Trump and me both learned the same lesson. You've got to fight back. You've got to fight your taunters and become stronger than your taunters. And so when a Kim Jong-un threatens you, when an Iran, when a mullah of Iran threatens you, you threaten them back. You promise to bomb them into the Stone Ages and kill everyone in their country. And guess what they do? They always back down when they realize someone strong is in charge. How do you explain that when Reagan became president of the United States right after Jimmy Carter, there were all those prisoners and hostages in Iran, and they kept them for, what, 3 years? They taunted Carter for 3 years? And then the minute Reagan becomes president, during the swearing-in ceremony of his inauguration, they let him go. And by the way, we're not talking about any random country. We're talking about Iran. You're so scared of Iran, my liberal friends, that as soon as they thought that Reagan was the movie star, you know, the guy from the movies that really would bomb you and destroy you and kill you and invade you and kill your women and children, at that moment, they let the hostages go. And Trump is a step so far beyond Reagan. Reagan was a nice guy who maybe played a few heroes in movies and talked tough from time to time. But Trump is an SOB, and I don't mean son of a butcher. Trump is a mean guy. Trump can be a nasty guy. You don't want to get on Trump's bad side. Trump will bomb you back to the Stone Ages. And they know that. They thought maybe that would happen with Reagan, but they know it with Trump. They won't dare screw with Trump. And if they do, he will bomb them back to the Stone Ages. My kind of president. Another win for Trump. Prisoners in North Korea on their way home. And the family of freed American prisoner thanks Donald Trump for engaging directly with North Korea. The family of Tony Kim. Great stuff. Donald Trump looks like a hero again. More great stuff in Trump land. Food stamp enrollment drops 1.3 million in the last 2 months. Did you hear what I just said? In the last 2 months, from 41.3 million to 40 million, a decrease of 1.3 million people off of food stamps. It's dropped by more than 500,000 for the second month in a row in the fiscal year 2018. How's that possible? Can someone explain that to me? Because Trump's president, they know he's going to make them work. So they're dropping off rather than be told to get a job. Wow. What a great job Donald Trump's doing. How about this one? I love this one. This could be the headline of the day. DHS, Department of Homeland Security, urges Central American migrants to seek refuge in Mexico. I love it. Sometimes I get mad that I didn't think of it myself. Why didn't I think of this? What a great message. We should be spending millions in advertising in Central America saying, you have a problem with where you live? We recommend you go to Mexico. Let Mexico give you food stamps. Let Mexico pay for your prison costs. Let Mexico pay for all of your immigration costs. Let Mexico give you welfare, food stamps, aid to dependent children. Mexico's waiting with open arms. Didn't you know that? But guess what? America isn't open anymore. Have a nice life. Go to Mexico. That would be my ad. And we should be running those ads all over Central America. Let them know that Mexico's the place to go. Let's see how the Mexican government likes that. U.S. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen this week urged Central American migrants fleeing poverty and violence to seek refuge in nations outside the United States, like Mexico, to avoid the dangerous journey north. She said if the asylum-seeking Central Americans reach the U.S.-Mexico border, they should turn themselves in at ports of entry, warning the Trump administration will no longer exempt any class or group of migrants who attempt to enter the United States illegally from prosecution. Love it. Love it. It's fantastic. Send them all to Mexico. You know, China has a big mouth. Why don't we send them to China? Oh, I forgot. Chinese will want to come to America. Everyone wants to come to America. But if you tell them the spigot's cut off, they may not. How about the insanity of liberals? California becomes the first state to mandate solar panels on new homes. Is this even possible? You are the dumbest people in the entire world. The liberals of California are the dumbest people in the whole world. You couldn't spell cat if I spotted you the C and the T. Can you imagine? President Trump imposed a trade tariff on solar panels last month. California's now become the first state in the nation to mandate solar panels for all new homes in a move to cut greenhouse gas emissions that critics say will end up raising home prices in the already expensive market. in a unanimous 5-0 vote Wednesday. That's today. The California Energy Commission approved the policy. The regulation will require all homes and apartments built after 2020 to have solar panels, adding an average of roughly $10,000 to construction costs for a single-family home. And on the flip side, the commission says the panels could yield much more in energy savings. Wow. This is just unbelievable. You just can't believe how stupid liberals are. If people wanted solar panels, they're free to get them, but they don't. They don't. And the only ones who do is because government offers them a bribe. Government says, we'll finance your solar panels, we'll put a giant amount of taxpayer money in it, and instead of it costing you $50,000, it only costs $30,000, because we're paying $20,000 of the $50,000. That's what they have to do to get anyone to buy solar panels, is bribery from your money and mine. And then they get them an incredible mortgage so that they pay it over like 30 years. But guess what? They're going to leave the house way before then. The next person will be paying for it. Solar panels are a ripoff. They don't work. Total, complete ripoff for the taxpayers and the person buying them. But somebody's making money. There's a liberal running each one of these companies, and they hire expensive lobbyists, and the lobbyists convince the politicians and the commissioners in this case to approve mandatory solar panels so they get rich. Then they give a kickback to the politicians and the commissioners. Same thing with Iran. Don't you understand why everyone's so hysterical that Trump killed the Iran deal? They were making money off it. They all have Swiss bank accounts. They have Cayman Island bank accounts. They have Belize bank accounts. Singaporean bank accounts. We are being ripped off. We are being raped. This elite class in Washington, D.C. is ripping us off. All right, we'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. I'm trying to show you the real world, man. Teach you the real world. War Now. Right back at you.
Attention, ladies. Is your bladder bothering you or controlling your life? Do you want to sleep through a night without getting up all the time? Do you want to keep your active lifestyle, freedom, without looking for bathrooms all the time, plus regain your confidence? Well, now you can with Better Woman. Better Woman is an all-natural supplement specifically formulated with 20 pure Chinese herbs. It works to improve your bladder control with no side effects or harsh chemicals. Better Woman has been helping women with bladder control problems since 2002. Thousands have trusted us. We want to help you. Call right now and learn how to get a free bonus bottle, a $45 value, and join thousands of women to get your bladder control back. Better Woman is freedom in a bottle. Call now and find out how to get a free bonus bottle of Better Woman.
800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406.
Want to add 3 more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just 3 of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129, 1-800-598-5129. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info, cruisenow.info.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of 4 kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids, and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet resistant, backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life. Clothing that looks cool, but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Warren Allyn, USA Radio Newsmax TV. By the way, a giant new book deal has landed on my desk. I've been offered a very big book deal. I'll tell you more about it after I sign it. Obviously, I have not agreed to it yet. It'll be a little bit of negotiating to do. But yours truly is going to have the biggest political book of the year coming out this fall from one of the biggest publishers in the world. We'll tell you about it in the next few days. But it's going to be fun. And you're going to be surprised. Not your typical, what you think would be a typical Wayne Root book. It's not really about politics, although it is about Donald Trump. So I'll tell you more about it in the coming days, after I know I've got the deal, after I negotiate it and we agree and sign the contracts. I'm your relentless Trump warrior, and obviously everybody knows it. That's why I've been offered this big deal. Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle class warrior for truth, justice at all times, raw truth in the American way, SOB, blue-collar son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist, evangelist, and most importantly, American-made and proud of it. Can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm an ass-kicker, not ass-kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders, American citizens, not illegal aliens. Coming to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, KBET, owned and operated by Edward Stoltz, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio, owned and operated by Fred Weinberg. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Be among the first 100 callers. And Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle along with your guide for investing in precious metals. Receive your free American Silver Eagle with your guide for investing in precious metals. Both of those come to you free. Just call 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. 800-780-9000 or visit TII1.com. We're the most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free anywhere from the USA, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. My website's root4america.com. My email's wayneroot@gmail.com. And my Twitter's @RealWayneRoot, @Real, as in R-E-A-L, real, I'm the real thing, real Wayne Root. Go to my Twitter site, over 115,000 fans and followers. Right Wing Watch has a new headline out with me. I love when they cover me. Thank you, Right Wing Watch. Wayne Allen Root, where was Eric Schneiderman on the night DNC staffer Seth Rich was murdered? On the radio program yesterday, they're such fools. Wayne Root baselessly speculated former New York Attorney General may have had something to do with the unsolved murder of DNC staffer Seth Rich. This is funny. Schneiderman resigned earlier this week after multiple women alleged he had physically abused and threatened them. By the way, they didn't just say, they said he threatened them with murder. So I made a joke, where was Schneiderman when Seth Rich was killed? It was a joke, you morons. This is how dumb liberals are. Which prompted Root to wonder if Schneiderman might have played a role in Rich's death. No, I was making a joke that somebody threatens to murder women. Where was he when Seth Rich was murdered? It's a joke. They're so dumb. Root said that Schneiderman is just another unhinged, obsessed, blind with rage, Trump-hating liberal wacko and a psycho who channeled his obsessive hatred for Trump by beating, choking, and spitting on women and threatening to murder them if they left them. Where was Schneiderman on the night DNC staffer Seth Rich was murdered? Root asked. That's the first thing that came to mind with me. Who killed Seth Rich? Well, this guy's threatening to murder women. He beats him, he spits on him, he chokes him, he says he's going to murder him. Maybe he was the guy. They fell for it. Hook, line, and sinker. No, I don't think Eric Schneiderman was in the street in Washington, D.C., the New York Attorney General, murdering Seth Rich. No, I don't think so. But I was pointing out there's a lot of wacko, psycho, mentally illiberal men out there who have murder on their minds. And you just never know which one was the one who murdered him. It was all kind of tongue-in-cheek. They take things so seriously. It's unbelievable, liberals. It's wild. Every word I use in a three-hour show, which you spit out at 1,000 miles an hour, every word they grab out of context and they try and make a case out of it. It's funny. By the way, if I within humor, there's always truth. So I was making a joke. It was tongue-in-cheek, but I was being serious. You never know. He is a murdering psycho. You never know. I don't think that should be a headline. I'm not quite sure why it's a big deal. But if that headline helps to out the murderer, and it was somebody like Schneiderman, great. Fantastic. By the way, explosions reported on the Israel-Syria border. Israel activates emergency sirens. Explosions have been reported late Wednesday along the Israel-Syria border in Golan Heights, prompting Israel to activate its emergency sirens one day after reports of a confrontation between Israeli and Syrian forces. Both Israel and Syria are reporting what appear to be attacks on their territory. According to local media reports, several shells have hit the Syrian government, governate of Quneitra. The shells were launched from the Israeli-occupied portion of the Golan Heights. Air raid sirens went off in the Israeli-controlled area shortly after the reported strike. Meanwhile, the Associated Press reports the Israeli army says air raid sirens have sounded in the Golan Heights shortly after the Syrian state news agency published reports of rocket fire from Israel into Syria. So, just a lot of nervous, stressed out people on the Israeli-Syrian border, and of course in Iran, and of course Iranian bases in Syria, and of course Israel backed by the United States and Saudi Arabia. It is a tinderbox. Lots of things going on, but we're going to have to teach him who the boss is. Donald Trump is the boss. Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for Blue Blocker Sunglasses. How good are Blue Blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million. They're as stylish as sunglasses costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue Blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue Blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a Blue Blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for Blue Blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You receive a pair of standard aviator-style Blue Blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777.
War now. USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump held an event at the White House for mothers and especially those military mothers. The president also made some remarks.
We're honored by your presence, and we celebrate your heroic service, and that's exactly what it is. Too often, military spouses do not receive the recognition they deserve.
Also today in Washington, D.C., President Donald Trump's nominee to be the next CIA director, Gina Haspel, went before a Senate Intelligence Committee where she said she's the right person for this job.
I have been asked by President Trump to lead this workforce and to continue the work that Mike Pompeo and I began a little more than a year ago, ensuring that CIA is postured to meet the complex challenges our nation faces.
Senate Intelligence Committee member Joe Manchin, a Democrat, has said he would vote yes to confirm Gina Haspel. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
All right, welcome back. Wayne Allyn Root. This segment of the show is sponsored by Liberty HealthShare. I'm part of the Me Too movement. It has nothing to do with women being sexually harassed. It has to do with Me Too. I'm on board with Liberty HealthShare. I think that's more important. I mean, it's not good that women get sexually harassed. Don't ever get me wrong. But I mean, the most important thing in the world is that our country is being bankrupt by Obamacare. Nobody can afford the health insurance. That's the single most important thing to me in the whole world, is nobody can afford the health insurance. It's driving middle-class people into bankruptcy. And I saved $18,000 a year last year, and I'll save $18,000 a year this year. That's $36,000 over 2 years. Could you use $36,000 extra over 2 years? Liberty HealthShare, me too. Hashtag me too. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. It's a Christian health-sharing organization. There are no networks. You choose any doctor and hospital you want, any state you want. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids, no matter what the number, for $449 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. And my cost is I'm saving $36,000 over 2 years. Do you realize in a decade you'd save $180,000? That's a house? Or that's a Ferrari? For more information, call toll-free 855-585-4237, 855-585-4237, toll-free 855-585-4237, or visit libertyhealthshare.org. We have a guest, but let's grab a call real quick. Khalid in California wants to talk about an Israeli airstrike in Syria. Khalid is our Muslim pro-Trump friend in California. Khalid, how are you doing?
Hey, Wayne, I'm doing excellent today. How are you, Wayne?
Very good. Well, let's be brief, because we do have our guest, Bridget Gabriel, on the line. I interrupted my interview with her just to take your call. So give me sweet and tight. Tell me what exactly you want to talk about.
Well, Wayne, I did hear about the Israeli strike yesterday. It got very little news coverage. And from what I gathered, the Israeli Air Force struck a joint Iranian, Russian, and Syrian base that was south of Damascus. And there were 9 Iranian casualties that were killed on that strike. Now, the thing is, we have the deep state is trying to bait Iran and Israel to fight with each other. So as you just mentioned a few minutes ago, you have the Israelis, they called up their National Guard, they're on alert. Oh, we need to open up the bunkers, all that and all that. We don't need that right now. And the funny thing is, this happened just as, yesterday when President Trump took us out of the Iranian nuclear deal, which I think good for him because the deal was awful. You know, we gave the Iranians, $150 billion cash and pallets. Hey, I wish I can get cash by the pallet. So, obviously, it wasn't a really good deal, so hopefully we can renegotiate it with Iran. And I know President Trump, as you said, he's the boss, so he's pretty good at negotiation, so hopefully he can do that.
He's the boss, man.
Yeah, we don't need World War III starting out right now between the Iranians and Israel, because if that happens,
Go ahead.
You're going to have, oil prices are going to go up and gas prices are going to go up.
No, it's but like, I'm going to give you the point, Khalid. Khalid, we're just being tough, all of us, to put Iran in their place. And I've been here before. You've got to put them in their place. We put North Korea in their place. And everyone said, oh, my God, it'll be World War III. Well, it's not World War III. Kim Jong-un backed down. He backed down. And I'm telling you, the mullahs will back down, too, in Iran. They will back down. If they don't back down, there was going to be a war anyway. Let's get it out of the way. So I believe they'll back down. I believe we'll get a much better deal. They'll come back to the table. That's the only way they know how to negotiate.
I hope so.
I hope so, too. Hey, Khalid, we got to run, Khalid. I've just got no choice. I got Brigitte Gabriel waiting on the line. I don't want to take up her time while she sits and listens to you and I talk. So just call back later. We'll finish our conversation, okay? Khalid from California. Thank you. Brigitte Gabriel's here, president of ActForAmerica.org, the author of They Must Be Stopped. Her column at Fox News is CIA nominee Gina Haspel does not deserve to be the target of the left's war on women. And she fully supports, I believe, Trump's bold pullout from the Iran nuclear deal, as does Benjamin Netanyahu, as does Wayne Allyn Root. Hey, Brigitte, how are you? Brigitte, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
Hi, good. Good to hear your voice.
Great to have you on. Always good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
So let's start with the Iran nuclear deal pullout yesterday. Ironically, the pun is that we nuked the nuclear deal, and I think it's great. I think Trump did a great job. It was the worst deal in the history of America and the history of the world. Never has a worse deal been negotiated. Obama and Kerry were Iran's best friend. And so I was rooting very hard and gave the advice publicly to Donald Trump on numerous occasions, you've got to kill the deal, and your 63 million voters and most Americans will love it. Your thoughts?
And And he sure did, and we are all rejoicing because that deal was a disaster for America and a win-win for Iran. Look, the Iranians got everything they wanted up front. Well, Obama sent them the cash, released the sanctions, did everything, and they didn't do anything in return. They didn't follow up on anything that they promised. And they took that money that we gave them, Wayne, and instead of investing it in infrastructure, in building their country, in supporting their people, in stopping building the nuclear weapon, they took that money and invested it basically in terrorist activity. So Hezbollah in Lebanon right now has 155,000 rockets and missiles directed at Israel. I just came back actually a few weeks ago from Israel, where I stood at the border of Israel looking at Lebanon, and you know, I was born and raised in Lebanon. I couldn't even cross to my country of birth because Hezbollah wants my head on a platter. Every one out of three houses of Hezbollah in Lebanon, of the homes in southern Lebanon, are Hezbollah base. That's what Iran did with the money. So the Iran is making a mess in Syria. Iran is involved in Lebanon. Iran is involved in Yemen. Iran is involved in Iraq. And they're using our money to basically build their fiefdom to fight us.
And what did they give us? I mean, in that negotiation, what did John Kerry and Obama get for us? Nothing.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And we still could not go in and inspect whatever we needed to inspect. We couldn't do anything. They kept everything they wanted. And, of course, they continue enriching uranium. And we couldn't even go in and verify, Wayne, whether they were enriching it or not. Thank God for the intelligence of the Israelis. I mean, God bless them. They are on top of things. And let's not forget that it was the Israelis. Remember the Israelis back in 1982 when they went in and bombed Saddam Hussein because he was building a nuclear reactor? In 2007, they went in and bombed Syria because Syria was building a nuclear reactor. Can you imagine Assad with nuclear material right now? I mean, the guy used gas on his own people. So the Israelis are monitoring it, and the Israelis have been warning the world since 2003 about Iran and what Iran is doing, and no one was listening to them. And finally, last week, Netanyahu came on television in an undisputed display of facts backed by material, by pictures, by CDs, by files, and showed the world how Iran has lied and continues to lie to the whole world.
And still, all my liberal friends, what drives me crazy, Brigitte, and I'm Jewish, right? All my Jewish liberal friends call me and say what an idiot Trump is, and he just ruined everything, and there's going to be World War III. They don't even believe what Netanyahu tells them, or they don't care, or they didn't see it because it wasn't on CNN. Maybe it was only covered by Fox News. They don't read, you know, the New York Post or the Wall Street Journal. They only read the New York Times. It probably was laughed at in the New York Times. And they just don't understand that the way you make a bully back down is you punch him in the face and you kick him in the balls, and the bullies run away crying like little sissies. And that's how Trump treated Kim Jong-un, and that's how he's treating the mullahs of Iran. And I think in the end, it's going to work with Iran just like it worked with North Korea. Your thoughts?
Well, even if it doesn't work with Iran like it worked with North Korea, because remember, the Iranians have a mullahocracy. The Iranians are driven by a messianic vision to bring an end to the world because they believe that this is how you usher in their messiah, the Shiite messiah. So in their mind, they are working towards peace and justice and the end of the world where everybody's going to live peacefully under their messiah called the Imam Mahdi, who they are preparing for his return. They don't care about dying in order to bring the end of the world and their messiah. The North Koreans, on the other hand, do not want to die. What drives their nuclear and missile technology is not what drives the Iranians. So we can talk to North Korea. But with Iran, we're either going to have them fear us because they know, Donald Trump is crazy. That's how they think. We do not know what he's going to do, and we better be careful. Or if we're going to be dragged into war and they want to bring the end of the world, they might as well do it now before they have a nuclear bomb so we can win our fight against them.
All right. I love this comment. Somebody asked, I guess it was Sarah Huckabee Sanders today, about the fact that Barack Obama and John Kerry and Hillary Clinton have all, you know, came out and said how stupid it was that we killed the Iran deal. And she says they would probably be the last three people that we would ever look to for advice and counsel. I think that's hilarious. I think that's great. I mean, it's true. I wouldn't ask Obama for anything. Look, Obama, correct me if I'm wrong, you're an expert on this Middle East stuff. I'm just a guy looking in once in a while, okay? I'm a tax expert. I'm a economic expert. I'm a capitalism expert. But I do love Israel, and I do think I understand how you prevent war, peace through strength. And when I look in at all of this stuff, I just see Barack Obama as a best friend of the Muslim Brotherhood, never acting in our interests or Israel's interests, always looking out for the Muslim Brotherhood. That's what I saw as just an amateur watching from afar.
Right, and you're correct, because the facts speak for themselves. Remember when he first became elected and he went to Egypt to give his first big famous address to the Islamic world? At that time, Mubarak, who is our ally, the president of Egypt, told him, I do not want the Muslim Brotherhood invited. Obama not only invited the Muslim Brotherhood to his address, but he seated them in the first two front seats to the chagrin of President Mubarak, who stood by us as an ally, providing us with intelligence, supporting our war against terrorism, and Obama threw him under the bus. Obama voted with his actions, with his work, with his feet, with everything that he did, his support with the Muslim Brotherhood and the Muslim Brotherhood agents in the United States, which include Islamic organizations like CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, and ISNA, the Islamic Society for North America, and the Muslim Student Association, whom he used to have as regular guests to the White House. So his legacy and his traction and his track record speak for themselves.
All right, we'll be right back. Brigitte, don't go anywhere. I want to talk about Gina Haspel, the CIA nominee. You are an expert who knows what to say about Gina, and I want to hear what you have to say. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio Network. By the way, Brigitte can be found at actforamerica.org. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Right back at you. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone and enter the secret code 3000. But hurry! This incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pearl Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pearl Flowers to get huge savings. Just pick a delivery date and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Order now, because Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3000. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3000.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
War now.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio Network, and the sponsor of this segment of the show is Bullet Blocker. Bullet Blocker. These are the guys that created the world's first bulletproof backpack. And now Joe Curran has built a successful Made in the USA company. Joe Curran's a former Army Ranger, former deputy sheriff. And he's built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children, your family and your children. When your kids go to school, you care about whether they get A's or not, but you should also start worrying about whether they come home or not in one piece, right? That's even more important than getting A's and minding your P's and Q's. This company creates backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcases, and more. If you're a parent, and almost every human being that listens to my show is a mom or a dad and has kids and has a home, right? And people like that should all go to Bullet Blocker. You got to be crazy if you don't. It gives your kids the gift of life, stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR, Wayne Allyn Root, to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com. It's a site that my family lives at. You should, too. All right, we bring back our guest, Brigitte Gabrielle. Hey, Brigitte, where do people reach you, by the way?
People can go to our website, actforamerica.org, actforamerica.org, and join us and take action. Right now we have a petition. We are urging members of Congress to confirm Gina Haskell as the CIA director, so we want you to make sure you go there, click on Contact Congress, and call your elected officials and make sure you support Gina's nomination. We need her leading the CIA.
Well, that was a perfect segue because I was about to ask you about Gina Haskell. All right, so I'm so busy worrying about, you know, my radio show, my TV show, and all the hottest news stories of the day. I swear to you, Brigitte Gabrielle, I have not mentioned Gina Haskell's name one time on this show in all this time. I've never gotten involved in it. I know very little about her background other than liberals are complaining that she was overseeing the waterboarding phase of quote-unquote torture right after 9/11. First of all, is that even true? And if it is true, what do you think about it? And does it affect her being the head now of the CIA? So tell us, give us some background.
Well, first of all, she has been at the CIA for 30 years. I mean, she started and went up the ranks through the CIA. There is not one person who is more qualified than Gina to lead the CIA right now. And look, Pompeo has his trust in her, the president has his trust in her, and that should tell you volume. Plus, she is endorsed even by Brennan and the lefties, Panetta and the likes. She has an impeccable track record. What the left is so upset about is the waterboarding that we continue you're hearing about because she was the head of base. But here is the deal. She did not come out with it. She was just basically following orders. She was fifth in line from the director who was giving the orders on the waterboarding. She came after the waterboarding was done. So Gina Haspel did not come up with it. She did not enforce it. And look, Brennan, who was much higher than her when he was confirmed to the decision-making of the waterboarding, was at a much higher level. He was confirmed without a problem from the Democrat. How come they are throwing all this fuss about Gina right now? That's why. See, the Democrats are trying to block every nomination by President Trump. Just because President Trump nominated her, they're going to block her, regardless of her qualifications. And that's why we want to make sure people contact their elected officials and ask their senators and ask their elected officials to confirm Gina as the head of the CIA. We make it very easy. Once you go to our website, actsamerica.org, click on Contact Congress, enter your zip code. We'll give you your elected official's name, email, phone number. We have a pre-written letter. You can click it. You can send it to them, and it's done. Do your part today, and let's make our nation safe and secure.
So I want to hear your opinion. Is waterboarding torture? What do you think about this, Brigitte Gabriel?
Listen, my personal opinion as Brigitte Gabriel, the American citizen, I would say torture the daylight out of them until they spill the bean. When it comes to the safety and security of our nation, we need to do whatever we have to do to get information out that will save thousands of lives. Look, my son-in-law is a Navy SEAL. My son-in-law as a Navy SEAL in the United States military was waterboarded and was waterboarded multiple times as a part of their training. As a matter of fact, every single Navy SEAL in the United States has been waterboarded. We do that for our own brave soldiers in order to train them. So if we're going to subject our own Navy SEALs to waterboarding, the Democrats are whining and complaining about waterboarding thugs and criminals who would nuke us if they have the chance. They're complaining that we're going to waterboard them to be able to get information to save the life of American citizens. That's absurd.
Okay, so I want to hear what your son-in-law said about waterboarding. Well, what did he say about the experience? I'm interested.
Say that again?
What did your son-in-law say about that experience of being waterboarded? Was it absolutely the worst moment of his life or what? I'm interested.
Well, listen, it is not easy, but this is part of what our military does in order to train our people in case they are captured, because this is exactly what the enemy will do to them. Why do you think we waterboard our people? Because
right, so
we know
survived.
If they are captured, that's what they're going to do to them.
He's a big boy. He survived. It was probably a horrible moment, but you survived. There is no scar for life.
That's
there is
right.
No, it's no mental disaster for the rest of your life. You're a strong person. Therefore, I don't think it really constitutes as torture. I think it's enhanced interrogation.
That's
technique.
Right.
I don't think it's
exactly.
Torture.
Exactly.
Terrible stuff. I don't want it done to me. but the reality is, I agree with you. Listen, if a bomb's going to go off and my kids are going to die, I'll torture whoever I have to find out where that bomb is and when it's going to go off. So I'm with you. I think the whole thing's ludicrous. We have to do what we have to do. There has to be, as long as, you know what I didn't mind? If the president okays it on a case-by-case basis, we're allowed to torture only in the most extreme circumstances. I would agree with that policy. Nothing wrong with that. So, all right, Brigitte, have yourself a great day. Great to have you on, as always. Wayne Allery of War Now, USA Radio, as well as Newsmax TV. We'll be back in a sec.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.